Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 121 for Monday, January 27th, 2020.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking, an angry bird, also English... Blip. Let me try that again. This week on the Two Bobs... Two Blobs. This week...
Fucking touring! Exactly. Fucking record!
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking, an angry bird, Asian translation fails.
And this week's crazy news, we're going to talk about a pillowcase robber, a parking lot pooper, some frozen iguanas, another use for banana peels, a half-naked twerker, and a backyard burial service.
How's it going?
It's going all right. How about you?
Not too bad. We're recording on a Friday.
Yeah, again.
So this week. Because Kelly loves when we record on Fridays. So, yeah. But, I mean, you know, especially when, you know, we've talked about this a million times. Shit happens. We're recording on a Friday night. Yeah. But the good news is we don't have to work tomorrow. And, you know, so it's nice. I can have a beer five. And, no, I'm not going to have five. I'm back on the diet. We talked about this last week, too. I'm back on the diet, so I'll have a beer, maybe two.
But you did have to work last weekend. Last weekend you went in, it was your birthday, and you had to work. I was very surprised at that.
Oh, my God, and it was terrible.
It was snow, too.
Yeah, I went to work on my birthday in a snowstorm. It was just the absolute, and it was a complete waste of time, too. Like, you know, like you I had a couple of client appointments lined up, and all of them canceled because they're not insane like me in going out and all this. I was doing just fine. It was the other cars that were slowing me down.
Yeah.
But then at one point, the road that my office is on that I have to take up from the expressway to get there is at the last intersection. It's closed. There's police have it blocked off. You can see there's some cars in the ditch up ahead.
Bunch of pre-I.
Fire truck. It's a bunch of pre-I. And so they forced me to turn right at the intersection instead of going straight. So I decided to, and I know I can snake through this neighborhood and kind of get back out onto the road that I need to be on further down, but it's a big old pain in the ass. So I'm sitting there and you know, I don't think it was quite a foot, but it was a hell of a lot of snow. Like following ways, trying to like remember, like see where to turn right, where to turn left, where to go straight, to try to get through this ridiculously complicated. I don't know why this neighborhood is so complicated. Like it's just the streets are very complex. I like up, down, left, right. You know, like north and south, and then east and west in squares. That's how I like streets. But this is not anywhere near this. It's all there's not a straight road in the
it's all roundabouts.
Oh, it's ridiculous. So, and then at one point, I get to an intersection, turn right. I'm like, all right, I just got to turn right, and I can take this straight back out to the road. And there's this kid in this car that, you know, clearly should not be on the road at that time. Just in the middle, just blocking the intersection right there. And it took him, I have it on the dash cam. It took him at least 2 or 3 minutes to get his car. Like it would just like, you know, couple feet here, couple feet there. And then he'd hit the gas too hard. And it would just kind of fishtail and get stuck again. And, but the good news is I did eventually get to work and, wasted 5 hours of time.
Nobody was there. Did you at least get Starbucks or something to enjoy the day? I celebrate that you got there.
I didn't even want to chance it. The Starbucks, and what's fat, there's a star. The Starbucks is literally across the street from my office, and I didn't even. By the time I got to work, I'm just like, just get me in the building, and you know, let me just close.
Would have made everything better.
Yeah, well,
it really would have. Now, anyway, our boys are about, well, at least one of our boys, but our boys are about the same age. Does Colin wear a watch yet?
No.
Okay. Well, Ben, I finally got him one this week because he's out hanging out with friends and he's going, you know, across the street, down the street, whatever. And I said, okay, we got to be back. at 5 o'clock. Then I realize, okay, he doesn't have a watch. He doesn't know. Yeah. So I say, it's dark at 5. So, you know, be back by dark. It's 5 o'clock.
Sure.
So I finally go out and see him at 5:30 because it's pitch black. I'm thinking, like, I keep giving him a little bit more time. Any minute now. And finally, it's not quite 5:30. I didn't wait that long. But 5:15, 5:20, I'm looking out, and it's getting dark. So I go out and look for him. He goes, well, Dad, I didn't know what time. I don't have a watch. I said, well, you can look. And you see it's dark. I told you when it's dark, you got to be home. So I finally got him a watch. And Colin, I know Colin loves his weather. And Ben is obsessed with time. Everywhere we go, how long is it going to be there? What time is it going to be when we get there? He likes to know. And if it's not exact, like if it's going to take about 10 minutes to get there and you get there in 8 minutes, he's going to point it out. So I got him a watch and it came. Of course, the time was wrong. Amazon sent me a watch with the wrong time. So I'll tell them about that later. Yeah. So I set it and I give it to him and he immediately checks it against his iPad. Well, it's like what happened. His iPad is slightly different because I didn't think that being 40 seconds off was going to be a problem. So I sit there and I wait until it gets to the 00. I watch it on my MacBook because it's got the seconds on there. So I hit the reset right at the exact time and the time is perfect. Fast forward a couple days, I sent you the video of him at his baseball workouts.
Yeah.
He's doing these like sprints and stuff and he stops the sprint and he comes over and he hands me my watch. He hands me his watch and says, you got to fix it. So I said, I'll fix it later. You go run off. So he's running back and forth and it keeps coming over with fix my watch. And I've put it on my own wrist. I've looked at it. There's nothing wrong with it. Well, uh-huh. I've given it away a little bit, but turns out it was 20 seconds off. And somehow he knew this and he had to
give him an atomic watch.
Yeah. He had to have it fixed right then. So he comes back at the end of the day, at the end of his workout, and he's all sweaty. He's like, wow. I hand him his watch back. He said, did you fix it? I said, well, I checked it. He's like, no, it's 20 seconds wrong. I'm not going to fix your watch for 20 seconds. So we went into this whole thing. Like, it doesn't matter exactly what time it is. As long as it's around there. Like, it's 7:30 at this point. It's 7:30. It's not 8:30. You know that because your watch tells you it's 7:30 and 20 seconds.
So it doesn't matter if it's exact. So the next day he came home at 11:30.
Yeah. So yeah, I just tell him it's within tolerance. It doesn't have to be. Time is not an exact thing. If we get somewhere and we leave at 7, it's going to take a half hour. We get there at 7:20. So what? You're going to get there around that time. And he hasn't quite grasped that. He's like so particular about time that having his watch 20 seconds, I don't know if he's going to wear it now.
Well, you know what drives me a little bit nuts? And it's not if the time is exactly perfect on it, mm-hmm. but with the kitchen, you got a time on the stove and you have a time on
the microwave.
On the Echo. You have a time on the microwave. We have all these clocks, in which I don't understand why we need all these clocks on everything. Right.
Well, everything, but
you have all these clocks. And it does drive me a little bit crazy when they're not the same. So every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, yeah, the microwave's a little bit off. So I'll wait for the stove to change, and then I'll look at the Echo and just kind of sync it up best I can. Right. But, you know, I'm just – so I do understand kind of where he's coming from to a certain
extent. But he's only got one timepiece. He's not comparing other ones. It's the one that he knows.
You're just going to need to get him a watch that syncs up with the atomic clock so you don't have to worry about it.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, your iPad is hooked to the internet. Your watch is not. So he's like, okay, but yeah, you can still fix it, right? I said, no, not going to fix it.
No, not going to happen.
But you know what I did? Because he drove me to do this. But in order to get over this obsession with the time and get me to at least settle down, I decided it was time to sit here with you and drink a beer.
Perfect. Around 6:48, not exactly.
Right. In 48 seconds, plus or minus. It's the only way to solve these problems. So I left him a beer up there. I don't know if he'll break it.
Beer does fix a lot of problems, so especially on a Friday night. But so this week, I meant when I was leaving work today, this afternoon, I meant to stop at Mr. Pizza Bootleg. Completely forgot. And so I went to a place a little bit closer to home. I've been there before. I've bought beer before. But I don't think I've ever mentioned them before. It's Parkway Beverage, Liquor, and Wine. What I will say is they're a place that their craft beer selection has exploded over, like, especially over like the last year or so.
Yeah.
And so they have a really good selection of craft beer. They have a lot of really local beers in Southeast Michigan, which I'm a fan of as well. So what I have this week is it's a spin on a beer I've had in the past, and it's part of it's Griffin Club Brewery, which is in Birmingham, Michigan, and it's their one of their Flying Buffalo, which the Flying Buffalo at Griffin Claw is their barrel aged Imperial Stout series. And so they have a couple different spins. But this particular one is the Flying Buffalo Jamaican Rum and Vanilla Barrel Aged Imperial Stout. And the website doesn't say much, but the can gives me some information here, which is Brewmaster's Special Reserve. For the first time in Flying Buffalo history, we passed on the bourbon barrel and grabbed something a little different. This extremely rare and special variant of Flying Buffalo was aged in Madagascar vanilla beans and pure cane sugar rum barrels. These barrels traveled the high seas all the way from Jamaica to house this Flying Buffalo for 9 months. Then it's packaged up for release in limited supply. It's 12% alcohol by volume. This is a 2019. It was the first time they've ever brewed it, but it came out late last year. Not sure what the IBUs or anything are like that, but I would assume it's a stout. So my assumption is it's kind of, you know, obviously on the low end, 20s, 30s as far as bitterness. But I drank a little bit. I'm going to drink a little bit more. So before I drink anymore, just smelling it, it has a much different aroma than what I'm used to in Imperials. You can smell the rum 100%. So it's really? it definitely has a different aroma than you would get from a bourbon barrel aged. As far as the aroma goes, I can smell the vanilla, but I can smell something that is much different than bourbon.
Curious, and it's really much of the rum.
It's really good. You get a nice kick of the vanilla. Definitely a different taste than you would get in a bourbon barrel. You can taste the rum, so it has more of a booziness to it, a little bit more of a kick in the jugular, so to speak, that you would get from a rum versus drinking a bourbon. It's actually really good. I rated it 4 on Untappd. If you liked the Imperials, if you like stouts, if you happen to be able to get this, Griffin Claw doesn't distribute incredibly widely, but if you happen to be in Southeast Michigan or the surrounding area where you can get access to Griffin Claw, this is a really good one. It's very unique, and being that you get the little bit of the bite from the rum, the Jamaican rum versus the bourbon that we're normally used to in our Imperial. So pretty good. Hats off to Griffin Claw. They have a winner here. I'm a big fan of their beers. They always inject really nice, unique flavors in their beers as well. And just to kind of go back where we've had Griffin Claw in the past, let's see here. Started with episode 39, Cheetos Are Not Chips. I had to figure it out from Griffin Claw. Episode 90, Doorbell Liquor. That's when I had the the Flying Buffalo barrel-aged raspberry and chocolate from Griffin Claw, which I also gave rave reviews. Episode 91, Microsoft Refund Department. I had an El Rojo from Griffin Claw. Episode 114, He's a Good Boy. I had a Screaming Pumpkin from Griffin Claw. So I've had quite a few other stuff on here. I'll continue to have Griffin Claw on the show because it's really good. And I'm sorry that you can't get it, Robert.
I was just thinking that. Although we have a lot of beers here that are very good that you can't get up there, so I feel it's
it goes both ways.
Maybe it's even out. But it's still I will tell you that I still get jealous whenever you tell me about certain ones that I can't get, but that's just the way I am.
I think they do distribute to Illinois though, so like if we ever meet up in Chicago or anything like that, probably get some Griffin Claws.
All right, we'll try it out. But I've got something that I know is not distributed up that way. And I know that because the label on the can is actually a big old sticker. And I've had something like this in the past where it's from a smaller brewery. And this one, I think that I knew it was there, but I've actually been in this little city or town before. And I know the caboose that they're named after, but I have not seen the brewery. But I like to get over there. But what I've got is the Caboose Brewing Company, which is crafted in Vienna, Virginia. I've got their Hobo Imperial Stout with vanilla bean. So very similar to yours. And I was printing out the notes because I like to take notes as we're going through this. I saw yours on there. I figured we were drinking pretty much the same thing. Yours is the rum and vanilla Imperial Stout, and mine's just an Imperial Stout with vanilla beans. So it's 8% alcohol by volume, 24 IBUs. You were saying you didn't know what yours was, but this one's 24, so they're probably very similar.
Probably.
But the website tells us that Caboose Brewing Company's Hobo Stout has been around since the very beginning. Since we opened our doors in 2015, Hobo has been on tap. We've experimented with our Hobo several times throughout the years. Everything from adding adjuncts like vanilla, barrel aging in wine and whiskey barrels, and even bottling at one point. In fact, it is the only beer Caboose has ever bottled. Like I said, this comes in a can. And now we can, and we are so excited about this beer. Our brewery operations manager, Ryan, says he tastes cherry vanilla cola on the nose. He describes the beer as chocolate and toffee up front, complemented by rich caramel pecan undertones. Executive Chef David Rabin describes Hobo as malty and full-bodied with vanilla and hazelnut flavors. He said the Hobo reminds him of sitting by the fire during a snowy winter. David recommends pairing our vanilla Hobo Stout with mac and cheese, smoked brisket, coffee, cake, and donuts.
Done.
So, yep, basically all the best foods in the world. And I'm not a big brisket fan, but I do love me some mac and cheese. I love the shit out of coffee cake, and if you've ever seen my physique, you'll understand. And the donuts, as we talked about in the weeks past, definitely a big fan of those. So I will go ahead and give this a taste, and I'll give it a sniff, too, to see if I can get any scents off there and let you know what I think.
I love brisket. You slaughter an animal and put it in a smoker, I'll eat it.
I don't even know what brisket is. That's probably why I've never... Like, I never ordered. I've eaten it, but I don't know what it is, so I've never really taken a... And you're going to look it up while I sniff.
Well, I want to make sure... So, it's beef. It's usually beef, and it's beef cut and cut taken from the breast section of the cow beneath the first five ribs behind the foreshank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it rolls the foreshank back.
Yeah, and it's delicious. It is a delicious cut of meat. Recommend. Yeah,
some of the barbecue places around here will have it. Like I said, I'll eat it then, but it's not one of those things that I say, ooh, I really want the brisket.
It's just very flavorful. It's a very flavorful cut of meat.
Oh, I'll give it a shot again. But this beer is very flavorful, too. I don't get a lot of the vanilla right off the bat, but I do get some of the chocolate that's noted in there. Vanilla is very subtle, which... again, I'm a big vanilla fan, so I like it a lot. I rated it a 3.75. I got a 4-pack, and I want it. Well, yeah, I've had one. This is the second one that I've had, so I'll definitely enjoy the other two. And they were, I think, for the 4-pack, they were taller cans. I think it was like $15 or so, smaller brewery, so a little bit more expensive. But I like it, and I like to get over there and see what else they've got.
It's good to support your local, you know, your local small businesses, local breweries anyway. Yeah. So
good stuff. So last week, and I put this on here and you didn't see it, but I came across it and I thought it was funny. Well, last week we had one of our crazy news stories, and I won't play it, but it was the bird. And you know, the little title I put here was Angry Bird. And last week we had in the episode, we talked about the bird that was in his house going, let me out. And screaming. And basically, I'm going to send you the link now, and we'll watch it together at the same time that I play the audio from it, because you really need to hear it. But basically what happened was the bird was screaming. The neighbors called the police because they didn't understand it was a bird. Well, this bird is not having a good time. This bird is what we're going to call the angry bird.
Perfect. Let me load it up here, and then we can
tell me when you're ready, and I'll play it.
Play at the same time. Oh, hold on 1 second. All right. Oh, stop it, you hooker! All right, here we go.
Ready?
3, 2. Oh.
All right. So I'll start it up. So the sound you're going to hear at the beginning, there's a, I guess it's a cockatiel or a cockatoo, something or other, and he's standing up on this like a bird stand made out of a 2x4. And there's the guy there in an orange vest, and he's jumping up and down, looks like on the bird's cage.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like the it. Sound you're going to hear.
I think we got it. We got it. That's
the best thing that's ever happened. So he doesn't like the cage.
He doesn't like those cages either. Hey, that's what it needs. Another one. So
he jumps on it again.
These cages shouldn't even be. We can throw it exactly where it belongs, right, Pebble? Right in the garbage.
So, I'm sure it goes on longer than that. That's a minute before it cut off. But the bird does not like.
Oh man, that's funny.
And obviously, a sound bite that has all those F bombs in it, regardless of whether it's from a bird. You'll notice there were two bleeps in there, and I think because a very derogatory word that we will not utter on this show was used. So I took it out. And I wasn't 100% sure, but I did not want to take a risk. He did not like that cage.
There's like two, three words that we won't say on the show. Yeah. One starts with an N.
I believe that's what it was. We'll put a link in the show notes to that little clip. Man. And actually, there's a couple videos on YouTube of him too. And he's Canadian. If you heard him saying there, so I found Pebble the Crazy Cockatoo. So I guess maybe I said cockatiel, but I don't know. But yeah, there's five videos, it looks like, in here of Pebble. Well, actually, shit, there's more.
I'm gonna have to watch more. I just texted it to Kelly. And then I remember she's still out there with the kids because it's only 7 o'clock. No. So I immediately said, watch when the kids go to bed. That's amazing. I want that bird.
And he's freaking out, too. His head's going up and down. He's like, yeah, yeah. He's like egging the guy on to kick the shit out of this bird cage. And
oh, that's amazing.
Oh, man. It was pretty good.
Very nice. Very nice.
It was pretty good. So, yeah, enjoy that one.
Perfect. So, I forget where in our conversation, our text conversation, I ended up thinking, hey, we should talk about hilarious Chinese translation fails.
Yep.
I don't remember, but somehow we got on the subject, and I said, I think at some point in the past, maybe we've done something along these lines, but
yeah.
You know, it's always funny to see how different languages are interpreted and translated in a way that makes it to be hilarious. So this is from Bored Panda. I thought it'd be fun to kind of go through these, and it's 35 hilarious Chinese translation fails. And I think if we don't dwell on each one, too much, we can kind of go through it and kind of get all 35 in. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And one thing about the Chinese language is that if you've ever known anybody, because I'm always fascinated by the characters, and a lot of the things don't really have an English translation. So they're trying to convert words into a language that the words don't exist. So a lot of times it ends up, and that's what makes it funny. And sometimes it's just a word and they don't know what the English word is, but they'll just throw it on there and hope the translation is right. And again, there's no word that says it, so they have no way to verify it, but we do.
And I haven't gone through all of these, so that's the funny part. So so like you said, there's not always a direct translation, or sometimes they just completely get it wrong. So since there's 35, you're odd. You want to do the first one?
Yep. The first one's a big blue sign hanging up, and it looks like it's probably in a grocery store, and it has the Chinese language characters there, and it just says, fuck vegetables.
Yeah, so if you look at the caption, it's actually the dried vegetable section. So if you look at those characters, the first two combined mean dried vegetables, and then the last character means type. So it's dried vegetables type, but somehow when they translate, they Google translated it or whatever to fuck vegetables. The other one. It's at a restaurant. It's at a restaurant. It's a menu, and the translation of whatever characters are on there says they translate it to rape when green stuffs.
This is don't order the green stuffs.
Yeah, don't order the green stuffs.
That's right. The next one is a fire extinguisher on the wall, and the sign is in Chinese, and then underneath it says hand grenade.
This one here. It's a sign about
being careful,
and there's like a yellow triangle with like an inclined surface and somebody like sliding and falling down it, and there's the Chinese writing, but then it says slip and fall down carefully.
All right, the next one, it's a pile of food. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it says
not sexy roasted husband, right. But sixy, which I don't even know is an English word. My main concern though is definitely the dish that's actually listed on there. I don't know what it is. It's like there's like noodles or something.
I think this might be roaches, but I don't know
roaches what they are. Like some sort of meat. Either way, you don't
pissing
eat it.
Roaches. Yeah.
This one's just dog a sign, and maybe. This one's a sign, and it says, beware of missing foot. if you did lose a foot, you should contact your authorities.
And I don't know quite what I guess it says, wild germ hates soup. So it looks like a corn chowder almost.
It's a wild germ hates soup chowder.
Oh, yeah. Wild germ. Yeah, that's good.
Wild germ hates soup. All right. This one. So this one's obviously another restaurant menu. There's other things like, actually a lot of these are funny.
Yeah.
Potato fried with green pepper.
Yeah.
Potato fried with soured vegetables. The water fries the potato.
What's the one that's highlighted?
Well, the one that's highlighted is potato the crap. Oh, but again, the water fries the potatoes is pretty funny, too.
Teaching me 121, potato the crap.
That's pretty good. We found it. Well, we'll see. There's still more things.
So I was just about to say the same thing. Like this next one tells us meat muscle, stupid bean sprouts.
Bean sprouts are stupid.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
This is like a dish, again, a restaurant menu.
Looks good.
And you can get some meat muscle there if you want.
It looks like one of those ramen cups without the ramen in it.
Yeah, meat muscle.
Everything that's left, like if you just drain the soup, the broth out of there,
yeah.
It's got a little corn pieces and some noodles and one little sprig of something green.
And then you're like, what are these fucking stupid bean sprouts doing right in there? All right. This
is this a shrimp's toenail?
This one's the 7-Eleven. And it's supposed to say Coke, would be my guess, because I also see Sprite. But they are offering grab me now, it says. And it says cock 500 milliliters, 280, cock zero, 290, or cock light, $3. Hmm. Would you pay an extra 20 cents for cock light over just the regular cock?
I guess how bright it was.
Depends on how big it was.
This one's got me written all over. This is one of my favorite words. And it's just, I got the first item on this menu is kumquat with lemon. Yeah, this fresh blueberry tea, and this one here that I would probably choose, and it's just whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Can I get a number two? Can I get the number two meal? Whatever. It's whatever they find in the kitchen. Yeah, that looks good. Yeah, this isn't expired yet. Oh man,
these look good.
This one, I think it's supposed to say dumpling.
Right.
It's like a buffet, a Chinese buffet, which you should avoid at all costs, by the way. And it says dumping. Is that a dumpling?
Probably doing a lot of that when you're done eating these.
Oh, man. When we were in Vegas, we went to a buffet. And
yeah.
It took me out. I did eat some of the dumplings, too, I believe. Dumplings,
Chinese buffet
dumplings.
Is always a risk.
Well, it was the buffet at... Well, it was a buffet at Bellagio, so it wasn't quite a Chinese buffet. Oh. They had Chinese food there, but they had a lot of food there. But
That's probably fine there.
Yeah.
This one, I'm not sure what it is. It looks like a bunch of pig's feet and some snouts in there, but really? Wang had to burn.
All right. You got to burn your wang, make stew out of it.
Yeah. With the light cock.
This one says, so it's a fish tank with a fish swimming around in the background. It says special fresh crab, $7.99 a pound.
Now, is it supposed to be crab or carp? I mean, because it's a fish in there. It's not a crab. I'm thinking
probably carp. And that could be a carp, but they put fresh crab, which I think at $7.99 a pound, though, I think is overpriced.
Yeah. Do they have carp in China?
I can get fresh crab for free. Just give me a couple minutes.
True. Give me a couple of those wontons. Now, this one says, I'm not sure what it's supposed to be, but meat fried cat ear slash the plate.
What's the other one?
This one I may have had before. Fries pulls out the rotten child. Looks good.
Oh, man. You don't want to pull out your rotten child with fries, though.
Now, the fried cat ear looks good, though. I'd eat that.
As long as it has the plate. Slash the plate.
Right. Slash the plate. Yeah.
All right. Now, this one is, I don't know if it's like a public service sign or what, but it says, the first one says, saving water, you are the best.
Right.
I don't know why this is so funny. Urinating into the pool, you are the best.
You are the best, Rob.
Flushing timely, you are the best. Protecting public property, you are the best. But also urinating into the pool, you are the best.
Something's missing there.
Oh, man.
Poisonous and evil rubbish is the next one.
Yeah.
With the little stick figure putting trash in there.
Yeah, so. It's like a sign like that. This is the trash can, but you put poisonous and evil rubbish in this one.
You are the best.
All right. So this was another restaurant menu. The restaurant menus are just great.
This can't be the show title. This cannot be the show title. We'd be banned from iTunes.
Okay. The title of this dish that you can buy at this restaurant. It's fuck the duck until exploded.
Oh, well. It makes me wonder what it really was supposed to be. Because everything else is fine. It's fried spring hole chicken, diced chicken with pine nuts, garlic chicken wings, beef in hot pot, crispy duck by half, sour chicken, and then fuck the duck until exploded. Something's wrong.
Yeah, you're right, though. TTB 121, fuck the duck until exploded. would definitely get us kicked off of iTunes. And I feel like we're already treading the line with them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, the next one's a sign. It looks like it's in
I'm crying.
It's a grocery store. It says Century Mart. So it's probably, looks like the soap area of the grocery store. And they got the sign hanging up over top. It says a time sex thing.
Oh.
Tells you what's in that aisle. Is
that's where you get the thing. Contraception. Oh, man. This one here says, and I have no idea where this sign is supposed to be, but there's a picture of like a little gremlin looking dude wearing headphones.
And it's a police officer, I think.
It says, no shitting. Thank you. Shitting with one T. Shiting. Mm-hmm. No shiting.
We won't call that
out. You don't want to shite there.
Yeah. Next one's a sign. I'm not sure exactly what it is. In the United States, it would be a street sign. It's on top of a large aluminum pole.
It's a caution sign.
It's caution, but it's one of those like green street signs that you might see in a neighborhood. It says, beware of safety.
It's a safety awareness. Beware of safety.
Right. Watch out for the safe guy.
Yeah. This one says here, it appears to be in a restroom, just judging by the tile wall, but it says, please don't be edible. Exterior girdle food.
Oh! Don't be edible. All right. So the next one looks like it's probably the drink menu someplace.
Yeah,
that'd be and you've had the Cuba Libre, which is always good, the Brandy Sour, the Gimlet, and then Caipirana. I'm not sure what that is. And then you have the Whiskey and Cock.
Oh, the whiskey and cock. That's what I like with my whiskey. Yep. You gotta dilute it with something.
Well, how are you gonna stir it?
Oh man, this is what. It's another restaurant menu.
This is pretty good.
Is fish. The fish part of the menu has tuna mayo, prawn mayo, smoked salmon, and crap stick.
So potato the crap and crap stick are the two.
Crap on a stick. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah. Now, we don't condone this one either, but it's so the handicap sign. And
hilarious.
The handicap sign. It says special for deformed.
Oh no, it's like a handicap restroom.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
We mentioned
words that we do not use on here.
I might need to say it though. All right.
It's for science.
A particular word relating to the female genitalia, four letters, offends you, then just fast forward like 20 seconds. But this is, it appears to be like almost on a, like a, an office building or a medical building, you know, gynecology, emergency room, fetal heart custody.
Save to photos.
I don't know what fetal heart custody is. Observation room, obstetrics consultation. And there's also... There's also examination.
let there be any question as to where you're headed.
Oh, great. Yeah, you might get my examined. You go there. Oh boy. This one's funny too. This was just a misspelling, but also hilarious and related.
Yeah. Yeah. It's shoes. Telling you not to ask for anything less than the appropriate pricing on the shoes already. It says no discount.
No discount. It's no discount. They obviously left the O, right. The O out.
They used it on the word no, and they didn't have any more stickers left.
I know. This one's at a retail store.
I'm okay with this one.
This one's at a retail store, apparently. And it says, please don't touch yourself. Let us help you try out. Thanks. And I think what they're probably saying is whatever is on display, which I can't tell, please don't touch it yourself. Let us help you try it out. Please don't touch yourself is how it, please don't touch yourself, let us help you try it out. Thanks.
Yeah. Once you leave there, you can head on over to Racist Park.
Like I've been there before. I don't know.
Probably.
I'm not racist, but other people that this one, it's like a wet floor sign. Like one of those yellow like tea caution signs. And this one says execution in progress.
It couldn't be. Tile floor, easy cleanup. Reverse psychology is the heading on this one. It says do drunken driving.
Sorry, I read ahead because I'm trying to like prepare myself for what's next. This is a new flavor.
We're getting to the top of the crop here.
It's at a store. It's Wank Season Seaweed. That's a good show title too.
I like your smile. But unlike you, put your shoes on my face.
Fair enough. Nobody likes people putting their shoes on other people's faces.
I'm going to save this image, but I've seen this one before too.
This is like a ramen noodle package, and it says instant ramen. Soup for sluts. And then it says cheap, fast, and easy.
And the last one, that would have been the best one to end on, but this last one just says, do not disturb. Tiny grass is dreaming.
Yeah.
So I think they're like growing the grass. They're like, trying to rehab the lawn here.
Yeah.
And they don't want you stepping on it. Yeah. No shoes on my face.
Because it's on grass. It's on a lawn. It's a sign. Yeah, don't step. Do not disturb. The grass is dreaming. The tiny little grasses. Oh, shit.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's TTB 121. You can find us on all the social things. I feel like we should stop the episode now. I'm just kidding. We have crazy news to do, though. Let's get right into it. This is going to be a long episode.
That's pretty much the reaction when I had. I said, I saved it. And I almost told you, and I thought, well, you know what? He's probably going to go, well, that's stupid. But I was howling when I was listening to that. And you know, we watched the video. He's just flipping his shit on top of that stand.
Yeah, you kind of, it's hilarious just hearing it, but to actually watch, to see the bird there, just like, it looks like something straight out of Walmart. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
I'm still crying from the Chinese translations. I'm really proud of myself for having that idea to go over those.
Those are good.
This website's not loading for me.
Well, I'll start it then while you're waiting. This one takes us to Edinburgh, Rob, which is in Scotland. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, Scotland.
Yeah. Where a blundering bank robber was forced to remove his pillowcase disguise because he forgot to cut the holes out for his eyes, Rob. He couldn't see. The blundering bank robber in Fife put a pillowcase over his head to hide his identity, then realized that, shit, he couldn't see. He forgot to cut the holes.
Whoopsies.
Matthew Davies stormed into the Bank of Scotland branch, and I'll just read that as Dunder Mifflin because I don't know what it says. Armed with a meat cleaver.
Don't for line.
Something like that. Yeah. Last September, demanding money from a terrified staff behind the counter.
I like Dunder Mifflin better, though.
Yeah. The 47-year-old pulled the weapon from a pillowcase before putting the betting item over his head and instantly losing his bearings within the branch. The High Court in Glasgow, was told Davies had to quickly remove it because he hadn't created the eye holes. Davies from Dunder Mifflin still managed to get his hands on almost 2,000 pounds. After repeatedly battering a glass portion or a glass partition at the bank's counter with a meat cleaver and threatening to harm a female customer.
Ooh, a meat cleaver.
Yeah. He was cutting brisket. Before sauntering off, he was spotted petting a dog. Or should have pet his dog before he went there. He wouldn't have been so angry. He was eventually caught after a brave customer from the bank followed him home and then called police. Davies pled guilty to assault and robbery and will be sentenced next month.
All right.
Stupid robbers. At least they had
stupid bank robbers, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. What's happening here?
Oh. She's getting saved to the show, Art.
Oh, man. So this is going to take us to Natick. Where the fuck is that?
I think it's like Rhode Island or something.
Is it?
It seems like it'd be a New England town.
Alexa, ask Samuel L. Jackson where Natick is. Alexa, where is Natick?
Natick is a town in Middlesex County, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
It is located 15.5 miles west of Boston, Massachusetts.
Alexa, shut the fuck up.
I was close.
All right, so it's taking us to Massachusetts, where police arrested a parking lot pooper.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The suspect is accused of 8 incidents of shitting in a parking lot, apparently. At first, they thought it was an animal, but then they noticed toilet paper and other wipes, items animals would not have access to, or even if they did, they don't have opposable thumbs. It's hard for them to use the toilet paper.
Yeah.
At least 8 times since early December, the owner of the Natick Outdoor Store made an unpleasant discovery when he arrived at work. A pile of human feces, liquid fecal excrement. And when,
it's a tauntaun.
It's not a, it's a wampa. On Wednesday, Natick police arrested Andrea F. Grosser, 51, of Ashland, in the parking lot of the store on 38th North Avenue, where they found her getting ready to use it as a toilet once again, authorities said. They caught her in the act.
Yeah.
They caught her brown-handed.
She said, oh, shit.
Oh, There was so many puns right there. It was great. I'm so happy they arrested her, said Natick Outdoor Store owner Henry Canner. I have no idea who she is, This has been ongoing. She has defecated quite often over here. There's nothing more disgusting coming into your parking lot in the morning and seeing a pile of human excrement, liquid fecal excrement. Grocer's lawyer described her as a pillar of the community. It's, I don't know if a pillar of the community shits in parking lots, though. Instead, she works full-time during her arraignment in Natick District Court on Wednesday. Police spokeswoman Lieutenant Cara Rossi said police began investigating the incidents last month after Kenna reported repeatedly finding the feces in his parking lot. At first, they thought it was an animal, but then they noticed toilet paper and other wipes, and items animals would not have access to, Rossi said. The incidents were caught on camera, but the vehicle's license plate hadn't been captured in the scene. Rossi said he had Rossi said police had been doing extra patrols at the store in an effort to identify the excrement vandal. They caught Grocer in the parking lot at 6:51 a.m., police said. Both Rossi and Canner said they have no idea why Grocer would defecate in the lot. Canner said he does not know her and does not know of any connection to him or his store. I can't figure out why anyone would do that, Canner said. Police charged Grocer of 20 Blue Jay Lane with 8 counts of wanton wanton destruction of property. Grocer was released without bail after her Natick District Court arraignment on Wednesday. She is due back in court on March 2nd for a pretrial conference. Update: this story was updated to add information from Grocer's arraignment hearing. Nobody gives a fuck. So she looks like a lady who would defecate in a parking lot. She looks very sad in her photo. But again, what I'm trying to figure out, though, and it's not answered in the parking lot, is why she was shitting specifically in their parking lot. Like, at least, was it the last episode or two episodes ago, we had the guy who was shitting in the park. You know, but why?
We've had lots of episodes with that. The guy that, or I guess it was a woman that was running through the park, crapping in people's yards. And, lots of people pooping. And nobody ever seems to be able to explain why. And this is just another one. There's got to be something about it that tells her that she needs to do this. And, I mean, if she's a pillar of the community, she's got to have her own fucking bathroom and head over to the McDonald's or the Walmart or Starbucks or something. Use theirs.
I'm going to need you to review some medical journals or something that might give us an answer here.
Yeah, she's definitely not happy. She's got a good ugly cry there going, too.
She really does. Oh, boy.
It's a good ugly cry. She's got makeup on, though, so it's going to be running soon. This one's going to take us to Florida. And this popped up in my Reddit.
By the way, quick, I'm cracking open beer number two. It's Kingdom of Tonga. Vanilla Porter from Perrin.
It's a Tauntaun.
Kingdom of Tauntaun. Vanilla Porter from Perrin. It's a good beer. It's a good beer.
I was just
beer.
Finishing mine.
Too. Really nice and toasty. While you're cracking open your new beer, I need to use the restroom. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Brought my shillelagh. Let's put it right here. If you can get out of line, I can beat the shit out of my computer monitor and pretend to see you. Hey, I'm back. Kelly says, yikes. I texted her that video of the angry bird.
Oh, yeah.
She says, yikes.
She wasn't a fan then, I guess.
No, I know my wife. She'll think it's funny, but not in front of the kids.
All right, good. Well, the next one. Last week we went to Florida. We went all over the place.
No, we did once.
We did once. All right.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't say we pretty much skipped Florida because this week we're not.
You always, I mean, there's 50 states. Let's
right.
And plus all the somehow we end up in Florida every week. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, this one takes us to Florida where a guy in Florida loads his car with frozen iguanas. And they warmed up, came back to life, and caused a car accident.
What?
Only in Florida. The abnormally cold temperatures, iguanas are freezing in the sunshine state and falling out of trees. Because of this, a man from Central America who now lives in Florida had quite the surprise recently. And in Central America, iguana is a delicacy. It's something they're actually farmed for food. This gentleman just thought, wow, I have a bunch of protein here. He's on Key Biscayne. He started picking up all these iguanas that appear to be dead on the road that had fallen out of trees. They turned gray and were not moving at all and very cold to the touch. It has been cold. He put them into his vehicle and loading them up like he was stocking up for a big barbecue. When he went back into the vehicle warmed up and his iguanas started coming back to life. All of a sudden, they started getting up and running around the car and caused an accident. Don't put a frozen iguanas in your car and go driving. They'll come back to life. That is all.
That's all. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
you must put them in the trunk.
Man, if I don't know what to say. If you're going to get, if I can somehow procure frozen iguanas for some reason, I'll make sure that I keep them frozen. Oh, you got a CBS there?
Bottle two. Yeah. I decided to make this a,
wow,
make this a special night just by cracking open one of my.
It really is a special occasion.
It really is.
I do love.
It seemed like the right time, and I didn't have anything else. Honestly, I did have another one of those Founders Angelic Mountain Browns or Frangelic, whatever the fuck it was. But there's only one left, so I saved it. I got a bunch of these, so I forgot I'll drink this time.
I don't know where my last CVS went.
Oh, it's back there on the wall.
I have a big bottle, but I still have. I have at least a bottle or two of the smaller, because in 2000, the 19 edition, they made in the smaller bottles, 12-ounce bottles. But all right, let's see here.
Kelly drank it.
Our next one brings us to.
Doesn't really say. It's from the UK, and I've saw it in the New York Times or something.
All right.
I saw it in another, you know, more well-respected news. Gotcha. Outfit.
Gotcha. So this is
real.
Well, this is from The Sun in the UK, and other more respected outlets have verified this is real news. And it says, doctors urge men to stop using banana peelings to pleasure themselves or risk rashes and painful sores. So, I mean, we've talked about ways people have pleasured themselves, metal pipes, piles of leaves,
manhole covers,
snowmen, stuffed Olafs. Yeah. Manhole covers. We've never considered fruit, though, but apparently people are doing it, and apparently you shouldn't do it.
It's happening enough that there needs to be a warning about it.
Doctors are urging fellas not to pleasure themselves using banana peelings after a worrying trend emerged online. Randy blokes have been inserting their penises into recently peeled skins while masturbating, even heating the skin in the microwave to boost the sensation. They claim the slime from the form slime. Let me try that again. Yeah, they said it wrong. It says form the peel, but they claim slime from the peel contains a great lubricant and produces a similar feeling to receiving oral sex. However, medics are now warning the bizarre trend could cause painful rashes and sores, and using banana skins to pleasure yourself may even trigger an infection, as contact with protein inside the fruit skin can cause flare-ups in some people. Dr. Diana Gill, super concerned about this, from online doctor and prescription service Doctor4U, Doctor-4U, so I'm not sure how much I trust this lady, said, you could develop a rash and sores on the penis, which can be painful and may lead to infection.
Nice.
And she warned that this new way of masturbating could be especially dangerous for men with allergies. She added, a person with a banana allergy is more likely to be allergic to other substances such as latex or other fruits and vegetables. So if you're allergic to latex condoms, you may also be allergic to banana skins. Dr. Gill's warning comes after a series of Reddit posts claiming that getting amorous with the yellow fruit skin is akin to receiving oral sex. One banana peel fan wrote, I have been doing it for years, and it's great. it's the closest thing there is to a blowjob. Trust me, I've had hundreds of them. But it's not just Reddit users sharing the banana love, with members of a popular self-love forum also championing the act. Members of Jackin' World, a platform dedicated to being the ultimate male masturbation resource, have given an average star rating of 4.5, ranking up 358 votes so far. The site advises simply peel banana, you can eat it later, slip the peel over your penis and masturbate with it. The banana slime is a great lubricant. You can warm the peel in the microwave for added sensations. Also, you might have better results if you peel the banana by making just one cut in the peel and removing the fruit through the single cut. And then there's a whole thing on how to protect your penis from shrinking with age. Real quick.
While we're on the subject.
So to protect your penis from shrinking with age, number one, have more sex and masturbate more.
Without fruit.
Yeah. Number two, quit smoking. Yeah, don't use bananas. Number three, brush your teeth. Number four, keep cool. It's not just your todger that gets small with age. After 40, your testicles also start to shrink. They do hang lower, though. Try keeping them cool to slow their decline. So ice your balls every night, and you'll be good. And number five is lose weight. So that's just for you guys out there. And then back to the story. You can cut them off. We're talking about how to jack off with a banana peel. So you cut a single slit. This is the best way to do it. Cut a single slit. And then take the banana out. I love the way this article is talking so much about how it's terrible for you. You shouldn't do it. But then they're also giving you pointers as the best techniques to do it. You can then cut off the end of the banana peel and insert your penis through that end. So cut a single slit, pull the banana out, cut the end off, and then fuck it. Forum users praised the solo sex tip with one writing, "The great thing about this is that you have
shame.
You just have to throw away the peel to get rid of the evidence. The evidence.
Shame.
That's true, because it collects in the end.
Shame.
That's great.
Now, is there a reservoir tip in this banana?
It comes with a reservoir tip built into it. A UK member who claims to be 78 wrote, "I have used the banana skin technique occasionally for many years. Maybe the bananas that we have in Britain are larger than those in the US, but it makes no difference if the skin splits. The lubrication..." The lubrication, just a couple more paragraphs, guys. Just bear with us. "The lubrication is so good that you will slip and slide whatever the pressure."
Shame.
So if you really want to, like, hate fuck yourself, you can really just put the pressure on.
Leave the banana in there.
And the banana will still provide enough lubrication for you to slip and slide. The odd trend comes after it was revealed men have been putting toothpaste on their penises to last longer in bed.
What?
However, experts...
I'm glad we're doing this on a Friday.
No.
Stuff to try for the weekend.
Oh, man. It's on my bucket list now. However, experts warn it could lead to severely damaging your pecker and causing painful burns down below. Oh, boy. That's what we got there. That's all we have to say about that.
Yeah. Well, we'll go to something a little bit more conservative and head to Texas.
Oh, perfect.
Where a twerking Austin woman arrested and then spits in an officer's face.
Oh, man. She looks like a man wearing a wig.
She does look a little questionable. Austin police have arrested a woman after she allegedly stripped from waist down, twerked on top of a car, and spit in an officer's face.
Wow.
I did that today. I didn't go to jail.
No. Yes. Didn't get caught. Or maybe the officer liked it enough where they didn't.
Yeah. On January 21st at 11:41 a.m., so it wasn't even like there was, you know, darkness.
It was lunchtime.
Police responded to a disturbance call at North Lamar Boulevard and West Runberg Lane. The caller reported the two females were fighting. When police arrived on the scene, they found 31-year-old Keisha Taylor standing on top of a car doing a sexually provocative dance known as twerking.
Nice.
Oh!
According to court documents, police approached Taylor and asked her to get down from the vehicle. Get down.
Is that what they said, Robert?
She was already
get
getting down.
Down. Get down.
Down. Get down here right now, Missy. Taylor proceeded to take off her pants and continue to twerk while being naked from the waist down.
Oh, Keisha.
Hope they were wearing a poncho. Classic Once Taylor Keisha. Got down from the vehicle,
classic Keisha.
Police detained her for disorderly conduct, not wearing pants, and placed her into a patrol car. According to court documents, while in the back seat, Taylor spat in the face of an officer through the back seat window.
Oh.
Taylor's been charged with harassment of a public servant, a third-degree felony.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
You done fucked up, Keisha.
Yeah, Keisha. God damn it. Sir. Oh, pretty gross.
Well, a little bit of twerking. All right. Our final news story of the day.
Fred Munster here.
Of the episode takes us to our good friends at World News Daily Report.
Oh, good.
This website wouldn't even exist anymore if it wasn't for the two Bobs, so everybody knows.
It's true. It's true.
All right. So this takes us to Alabama.
Of course.
Where a man operating a fake funeral home was arrested for burying 167 corpses in his backyard. An Alabama man is in police custody after illegally operating a funeral home from his backyard, where he buried an estimated 167 corpses. Waylon Cornbull, 47, was apprehended by Huntsville police after receiving several complaints from neighbors of a stench smell coming from the Cornbull residence. Cornbull first told officers that he suffered from severe bowel problems and chronic flatulence, which could explain the odors, but Huntsville police were not seemingly convinced by this explanation and searched the property. Officers later found a large jar containing hundreds of teeth, because you got to save the teeth. Part of the duties of a funeral home is to rip all their teeth out and put it in a jar, as you know, with gold fillings, as well as several business cards claiming that he operated a funeral home, which, after interrogation, led the suspect to admit to his illegal activities. The suspect admitted to getting rid of the bodies by burying them in his backyard and by feeding them to cats in his neighborhood. That's an interesting twist. Deputy Sheriff Alex Johnson told reporters during a press conference. I once saw him drag what looked like a body wrapped in a bedcloth and dump it into his next door neighbor's garbage can one day. Because, you know, so you got to cleverly get rid of them, you know, when your waste bin gets full, you know, before the garbage pickup day, you got to start putting stuff in your neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah. One neighbor later told reporters, visibly shocked by the news. Cornbull, visibly shocked,
visibly
verbally shocked. Cornbull described various means of disposing of the bodies, such as blending them and pouring them down the toilet, disposing of them in garbage cans, as well as burying them in his backyard and feeding them to cats in his neighborhood. That's my favorite part, is feeding the parts to cats. My cat, Cecile, hadn't eaten her cat food in weeks. I was wondering, so this is a neighbor
right.
Wondering why her cat wasn't eating its food. I was wondering where she was getting her food. One surprised neighbor admitted to reporters. Waylon Cornbull's illegal business listed prices as low as $50 per cremation and even offered a second cremation for free for a referral. Buy one, get one free. Cremations. That's a pretty good deal. For a referral to his services as advertised on his business card. There we go.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man. Our friends at World News Daily Report always come through for us.
They do. When everybody else lets us down.
Okay.
And always there.
And if you're interested in some of the other things going on in the world of World News Daily Report, You can read about the Florida teen stung over 600 times after inserting his penis inside a beehive.
He was out of bananas, apparently.
The mother who forced son to swallow his own sperm after he was caught masturbating to gay porn. The 500-pound woman kills world's oldest tortoise by accidentally sitting on it. The Arizona taxidermist arrested for stuffing his dead wife and keeping her on a couch in his living room.
Contractor arrested for pouring 80 pounds of concrete over his wife's face because she snored at night.
Oh, boy.
Well, sweet.
There we go.
He kind of looks like Frankenstein. You see his ill-formed head up there, too.
He could be a zombie as well.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like flared at the top. And it's not his hair because his hair is thinning.
Right? Definitely not even. Like, if it, you know, the in the perfect world, yeah, the left, if you split our faces down the middle, the left and the right sides would be mirror images of each other. This guy's not even close. He looks like a living Picasso painting.
It's one of those weird circus mirrors on the one side where it's kind of bulbed out.
No, that's it for sure. Oh man. Listen, you know?
Well, shit. Well, we either got a potato the crap or crap stick.
either way, it's a crappy episode.
We'll flip a coin.
Oh boy. I gotta I have my shillelagh here. I gotta go herd some sheep.
All right. Well, we'll call potato the crap heads, and we'll call crap stick tails. Alexa, ask Samuel L. Jackson to flip a coin.
Okay, it's up, and it's heads. Hooyah!
Potato the crap.
Potato the crap. Perfect.
Oh, shit. We'll see you next week.
No pun intended. We will see you next week. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.